听见你每句话都让我更爱你。活着为要敬拜你，活着为要全心来爱你，俯伏在你永在的主，我爱你。活着为要敬拜你。
醒了，祝你满有荣光，黑暗都躲藏，万民高声唱，请来高声唱，我身正伟大，歌颂你生命真伟大， 向前，我生成伟大。
生命中最渴望的一件事，
称赞我们身为 God、yeah! 新的事新的事将要成就，新的恩典新的盼望，我们要我们要唱新歌，充满神的荣耀，新的事新的事将要成就，
弟兄姐妹平安，我们一同来打开圣经。
Let's turn to the Bible. 啊，
列王记下。
Second Kings.
啊，第十八章。
Chapter 18, verse 5 to 8.
今天因为是联合崇拜，所以我们会根据英文堂的讲道计划，这个 big story， 我们来走啊。
Because it's Unity Sunday, so we will align ourselves with the English service on how on the Bible study.
啊，我先用英中文读，然后李杰用英文好吗？嗯，列王记下。第十八章五到八节，西西家王倚靠耶和华以色列的神，在他前后的犹大列王中没有一个及他的，因为他专靠耶和华，总不离开，谨守耶和华所吩咐摩西的诫命，耶和华与他同在，他无论往何处去，尽享亨通。他背叛不肯侍奉亚述王，西西家攻击腓力斯人，直到加沙，并加沙的四境，从瞭望楼到坚固城。
Second Kings chapter 18 verse 5 to verse 8. Hezekiah trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel. There was no one like him among all the king of Judah, either before him or after him. He held fast to the Lord and did not cease to follow him. He kept the commandments the Lord had given to Moses, and the Lord was with him. He was successful in whatever he undertook. He rebelled against the king of Assyria and did not serve him.From watchtower to fortified city, he defeated the Philistines as far as Gaza and its territories.
今天啊，我给我的题目是 The Beginning of End, 终结的开始。
The title I'm going to share today is The Beginning of the End.
那我今天的焦点会放在一个人的身上。
I'm going to put the focus on one individual.
Pastor Paul 把他的经文给我的时候，他同时给了以赛亚书有差不多六大章，然后这个列王记下有三章。
When Pastor Paul gave me the scriptures, there are basically eight chapters in 2 Kings chapter 8, as well as five chapters in Isaiah.
然后呢，我必须要挑到底是以赛亚书更重要，还是列王记更重要。
I must make a decision to choose the book of Isaiah or 2 Kings as which is the primary scripture.
最后我在跟他分开的时候，我问他，你认为到底以赛亚重要，还是西西家王重要？
Before we be our separate ways, I asked him, you know, this question.Book of Isaiah is more important than the Second Kings.
他当时给了我答案，但是我没有回答他。我说今天主日给他回答。
He gave me a response, and I told him that I will let him know my answer today.
在1992年的时候，美国出了一本很著名的书，这本书影响全世界，差不多有20年的时间。
Over the span of 20 years, in 1992, there's this book published in America that changes the whole world.
这本书的名字叫《历史的终结和最后一人》。
The title of this book is The End of History and the Last Man.
当我看到这本书的名字的时候，我被这本书所吸引。
When I look at the title of this book, I was drawn to this book.
因为这本书的作者非常有名，是福山 Francis Fukuyama.
Because it has a very famous author, Francis Fukuyama.
当我看到这最后一人 The Last Man 的时候，我觉得他是不是这个作者要写在历史终结的时候，有一个弥赛亚式的人物来拯救世界，拯救人类。
I was wondering at the end of this book, when we talk about the last man, is it going to talk about the Messiah that's going to save the whole world?
这其实不是中文的翻译不够精确，说把它翻成最后一人是不对的。The last man 应该比较精确的根据这本书来翻译的话，应该是最后的人类。
Actually, the translation for the Chinese version, there's some error. It should be the end of the human race.
因为呢，他讲的是整个西方民主制度到最终的时候必然得胜。
It was talking about the Western liberal democracy and the final form of human government that's going to take shape.
Who is this last man?
Who is this last man?
你应该翻成中文，谁是最后一人？
谁是最后一人？
对了。Who is the last man?
谁是最后一人？
对了。其实作者在这里不是讲最后一人，他讲最后人类的命运。
Actually, the author is trying to say the end, the fate of the human race.
但是如果你看圣经的话，你的确看到圣经在讲最后一人的故事。
When you look throughout the Bible, it's really talking about the last man.
从最开始亚当的诞生一直到人类的终结，其实整个圣经的故事是围绕一个人展开的，这个人就是耶稣基督。
From the beginning of the first man, Adam, till the last man, the whole Bible evolved around the personality of Jesus Christ.
无论历史上发生多少的混乱，多少的艰难曲折，人类是多么的曲折，最终人类会被耶稣基督所拯救。
No matter how chaotic or human circumstances can get, the final solution is Jesus Christ, our Messiah.
这就是从犹太人历史当一直有的那个弥赛亚式的拯救，一直影响到今天基督教的思想，也影响到全世界人的思想。
We can trace these roots from the Jewish history scriptures about Jesus Christ is going to be the final answer to all mankind.
但是这个弥赛亚的预言是如何一步步应验的呢？
But how did this prophecy of the Messiah begin to evolve?
是从犹太人历史当中，你会看到神不断兴起他的仆人来拯救他的子民。
Because throughout the Bible, in the Jewish tradition, God always raised up servants of God to save His people.
所以今天我们的中心就是超越历史的上帝如何在历史当中兴起他的仆人来拯救他的百姓。
So our focal point today is how our everlasting God that transcends history raised up His servants to save the kingdom.
所以今天的这五节圣经，我们是从四个方面来看。
So from these five verses, we're going to look at four key points here.
在第五节这里说，西西家王倚靠耶和华以色列的神，在他前后的列王中没有一个及他。
From verse 5, we read that Hezekiah trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel. There was no one like him among all the kings of Judah, either before him or after him.
在这个圣经里面说，要么在他之前，要么在他之后，没有一个王可以比得上他西西家王。
Either before Hezekiah or after Hezekiah, there's no kings like him.
为什么比不上他？
Why are they not comparable to Hezekiah?
因为他倚靠耶和华，圣经英文说是 trust in God.
Because Hezekiah trusted in the Lord.
在这里面让我看到一个词是倚靠。
The key word I saw here is trusting.
Barata 这个词是专门说你是在神里面有信心。
This word barak focuses that we are clinging on, we are trusting God, we are depending on God.
To be secure in God 是 be secure 在神里面有安全。
To be secure in God.
在西西家王他主政的这将近三十年的历史当中
，This 30 years of King Hezekiah reign，
他的国家一直很兴旺
，The kingdom experienced prosperity，
不是因为他没有困难
，It's not because he has no problem，
不是因为他没有外敌的入侵
，It's not because he doesn't have any foreign invaders，
恰恰相反，是因为他在敌人面前他专心倚靠耶和华神
，But quite to the contrary。He put his dependence on God.
在我所看到的我们弟兄姐妹的生活当中
，When I look at the lives of our brothers and sisters among us today,
我们有相信上帝
，We are people that trust, believe in God,
believe in God,
相信上帝。
但是我们不够 trust in God,
but we have not enough 信心，
依靠
dependency on God.
Trust in God,
dependency in God.
我特别喜欢这个 trust in God 这个词。
I really like this word trust in God.
你有没有看过美金吗？那个 US dollar 你有没有看过
？Do you see the US bill?
你看到这个他们说什么 ？In God we 什么 ？We trust.
In God we trust is written there.
我们的人民币上面是 In Chairman Mao we trust.
In our RMB it says In Chairman Mao we trust.
你看到不同没有？
Can you see the difference here?
你相信的是一个 everlasting God, 还是一个会死了的人？
Do you believe in an everlasting God or you believe in a man who can die?
在圣经里面你会看到以色列人的历史也是曲曲折折的。
We look throughout the history of Israel, you know, they go through a lot of up and down.
因为以色列人他们也常常不能够倚靠上帝。
Because the children of Israel find it difficult to trust in God.
当外敌入侵的时候，他们有的时候会倚靠埃及人。
When they face foreign invasion, sometimes they would depend on Egypt.
所以以赛亚先知就挑战他们说，除掉众人所倚靠、所仰仗、所倚靠的粮、所倚仗的水，你还倚靠什么？
So the prophet Isaiah challenged them, you know, beside the whole supply of bread, the whole supply of water, the mighty man, the man of war, what else do you depend on?
今天我们住在北京的人们呢、啊？
Today, for those of us living in Beijing,
你倚靠的是你的房子有多少幢吗？
What do you depend on? Do you depend on the size of your property?
你看看97年香港就知道。
You look at 1997 in Hong Kong and you will see why.
你所倚靠的是你的公司有多大吗？
Do you depend on the size of your organization, the company that you work for?
你的职位有多高吗？
How senior is your position?
我们刚刚说到我们希望 interview 一对夫妇，他们是专门做石油的，因为他们有爱心，他们来到北京，他们做那个 homeless ministry， 不到一个礼拜，哎，公司叫他回去，全家搬回去了已经。
We were talking earlier on when we found out, when we were talking to this couple who were dealing with oil and fuel, and then you know how they have love for God, they want to serve God, you know, started an service, but within a week they were called back to their home country.
所以我们不知道。
So we have no idea.
因为我们任何的依靠是在有限的人、有限的事情、有限的物当中的时候。
Because when our dependency is on material things, limited things.
我告诉你，随时这些东西变化的时候，你所倚靠的东西也会垮下。
Anytime it goes through changes, your foundation of your faith will crumble down.
所以啊，华人就比较有智慧。
So the Chinese, you know, have long years of wisdom.
啊，我们的首富，前任首富李嘉诚先生就这么说。
李嘉诚 ，one of the multi-billionaire, once said,
他就说，靠山山会倒。
If you rely on, depend on the mountain may collapse.
靠人，人会跑。
If you depend on man, man may flee.
所以要靠自己。
So you have to depend on yourself.
但是我告诉你，靠人，随时你不知道明天的。
But let me tell you, if you depend on yourself, you will not know what happens even tomorrow.
但是齐家王他有智慧，他倚靠的是永远不变的、永恒的上帝。
But King Hezekiah has the wisdom to depend on the everlasting God.
我1998年出来做牧师。
1998, I came out to serve God full time as a pastor.
那我记得那个时候有一位从加拿大温哥华来的一个老牧师来教导我。
There's a senior pastor who is a mentor to me who came over from Canada to teach me.
他就跟我说，他说我一生服侍上帝，有一节圣经我要送给你。
You know, I've served God all the days of my life. I want to give you one verse.
你要专心倚靠耶和华，不要倚靠自己的聪明。箴言书3:5.
Proverbs 3:5, it says that, you know, we got to depend on God.
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不要倚靠自己的聪明。
You must depend, rely on Jehovah God and not on your own intelligence.
但是后来我发现在我的服事当中，我什么都靠，就是不靠耶和华。
But I realized that in the years of my ministry, I depend on everything except Jehovah God.
今天我们中间的很多弟兄姐妹也是，我什么都相信，什么都依靠，很多时候我只是把耶和华神放在嘴上去相信。
I believe there are many people like me, you know, who we believe in everything except Jehovah God. We only believe Jehovah God through our lips.
我们相信我们的知识。
We believe in our intelligence.
我们依靠我们的背景。
We depend on our connection, our background.
我们相信我们的实力，我们的经济，我们的能力，但是我们不相信真的倚靠上帝。
We believe in our economy, our own strength, our gift, talent, and ability, but not God.
但是这些所有的东西重要吗？
But are all these things really important to us?
重要。
It's important.
都重要。
It's all very important.
因为这些是工具。
Because all these are tools to us.
但是这些工具不可以是你完全仰赖的东西。
But all these tools cannot be the foundation of our faith, our dependency.
这些所有的工具是让你来到主的面前，真正的把信心放在他里面，而不是放在这些工具里面。
All these tools enable us to come before God and trust the Lord with all our heart, and not to trust on these tools alone.
我记得那个时候有从越南逃出来，越南排华的时候，有很多华侨逃出来。
I remember in Vietnam when there's some anti-Chinese movement, a lot of Chinese flee Vietnam.
那很多是基督徒啊。
There are a lot of them, they are believers.
他们在那个教会的时候，他们不奉献。
When they're in church, they don't give offering.
他们把很多的钱买成黄金啊。
They bought a lot of gold. They convert all the.
因为他们知道纸币不可靠，黄金可靠啊。
Because they know that you cannot depend on
纸币不可以依靠，黄金可以依靠啊。
But gold you can count on that.
但是没想到越南政府排华的时候，他们必须逃出来呀。
But you realize that when the Vietnamese government wants to anti-Chinese, they flee out.
那怎么办呢？他们就把这个黄金缝在衣服里面的，很破的衣服穿在身上啊。
So they weren't.
很聪明，华人真的很聪明，比你聪明多了，我告诉你。
They want tattered, torn clothes and sold their goods, hide them inside.
啊，然后呢，送到船上，飘在海上，结果被印尼政府、马来西亚政府，然后衣服全部脱掉，全部拿走。
So they sail out to the sea and they were being hold back by the Malaysian, by the Indonesian government, where all their goods are being taken away.
所以你依靠的是什么？
So what are you depending on today?
第二。
Secondly,
西西家王不单单依靠神，他还跟随耶和华神。
Hezekiah not only trusted in the Lord, but he followed the Lord as well.
在圣经里面，在第六节，他用了两个动词啊。
In verse 6, there's two continuous tense.
然后第一个是 hold fast, 他紧紧地抓住神。
The first word is hold fast, he cling on to God.
第二个是 following, 跟随。
The second word here is following.
是跟随，在希伯来原来的文字当中，这个词是什么？走在后面。
Now, in the original Hebrew text, this following on is to walk behind.
From behind.
From behind.
就是神在前面走，我跟着他走就好。
So it means to say God is walking in front of us and we are following closely behind him.
怎么样表明你是倚靠上帝的？
How do you indicate that you are trusting the God? Trusting the Lord?
那是当你跟随上帝的时候，你就表现出你依靠上帝的。
When we are following Jesus, we are telling God that we are following him.
为什么圣经的作者说是 hold fast, 是紧紧抓住神跟随啊？
Why did the author mention this word, hold fast, cling on?
因为西西家王是紧紧的跟随神，他不是远远的跟随神。
Because King Hezekiah did not follow God from a distance, but he cling on to God closely.
如果你从那个串珠去找全本圣经，你会发现有一个人是远远的跟随神的。
If you look throughout the Bible, you'll find out that there's one character that follows Jesus from a distance.
只有一个人。
There's only one person.
打死你，你也不相信是谁。
I'll bet you cannot find out this person.
这个人是谁呢？是耶稣最喜欢的门徒彼得。
Jesus, one of Jesus' favorite, you know, disciple Peter.
所以很多人跑来在教会面前表忠心的时候，神呐、啊，我要服侍你，不要随便相信他。
So when you hear in church, you know, people saying that God, I want to follow you.
因为彼得曾经跟耶稣发誓说，别人总会离弃你，我永远不离弃你。
Because Peter once made a vow that to Jesus, saying that, you know, God, I will never forsake you.
但是三卷福音书都记载说，彼得远远的跟随耶稣。
But the three gospels say very clearly that Peter followed Jesus from a distance.
为什么远远跟随耶稣啊？
Why does he follow Jesus from a distance?
为什么他不紧紧的跟随耶稣呢？
Why didn't he follow Jesus closely?
因为紧紧跟随耶稣要付代价的。
Because there's a price to pay to follow Jesus closely.
远远跟随耶稣多好啊！
Isn't it great to follow Jesus from a distance?
崇拜我也来。
I come during worship service.
奉献在祂面前我也扔。
You know, when the offering bag comes before me, I gave as well.
但是再多的没有了。
But not more than the usual amount.
你们六点多就要这里 set up， 我是不会来的。
You know, the set up team came at 6 a.m. I will not come.
老婆孩子热炕头嘛，对不对？
You know, I need to look after my wife and my children.
Your wife or wife?
Wife.
Okay, okay. Be careful, 这个人哦。但是圣经里面说到有另外一个人，他是紧紧跟随耶稣的。
But the Bible says there's another character that follows Jesus closely.
他的名字叫 Caleb， 加勒。
His name is Caleb.
因为加勒这个词，希伯来文原文的意思就是狗啊。
Because the name Caleb in Hebrew text means dog.
不小事啊，真的是啊！你们家有没有狗啊？是不是这个狗紧紧跟随你啊
？I'm not joking.
还是他常常走在你前面，你要拉他回来的
？Do you have a dog that walks in front of you, leading you, or you?
我跟我太太一起散步的时候，我听他走在他前面，所以他就说：“哎，这个狗好像不太听话嘛。”
When I walk in front of my wife will say that you know this dog is being disobedient to me.
做狗就要跟在耶和华后面。
If we are a dog, we have to follow Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，如果你愿意，你要像加勒一样，做神的那只忠心的狗，紧紧的跟随他。
Friends, if you are willing today, we have to be like Caleb, like a dog that follows Jehovah God closely behind.
西西家王他紧紧的跟随神。
King Hezekiah followed Jesus, followed God closely.
所以神就不断的赐福给他。
That's why the Lord began to bless him.
很多时候， 我们看到我们教会有很多弟兄姐妹很愿意跟随神，很愿意服侍神，甚至他们说我愿意去读神学，我甚至愿意去做牧师。
In church, we sometimes hear stories of brothers and sisters who really love God to the core and wants to give their whole life to the ministry of Jesus.
这个人就是其中之一。
This person is one of them.
当他由于这个忠心的表现的时候，我先要看他是不是真的跟随神。
When he displays such attitude or approach, he would need to be tested.
他现在已经有两个孩子了，还有第三个在肚子里面。
I have two kids and I have a third one coming.
啊，是 your wife 对不对？
Yes, my wife.
所以当他要服侍神的时候，他没有跟我说他的三个学生的学小孩子的学费怎么办，他没有跟我讲这个话。
So I didn't share with pastor, you know, how I'm going to work out on my school fees.
他没有说这个十八岁，我要养这个孩子到三个孩子到十八岁，他们的经济怎么搞定 ？BRCF 不会给我 enough 薪水的，是不可能的。
We did not plan really for the education of kids and discuss it with pastor.
怎么办？
So what's next?
但是如果是上帝真的要你去服侍他的时候，你真的也愿意跟随神的时候，你知道在神里面你是不是 trust in God? 这个时候就反映出来了。
So when you are following Jesus, when you really put your trust in God, you know now is the breaking point to test your faith.
所以很多时候我们不需要表忠心啊。
So many times we don't have to advocate or voice out.
表忠心是对领导嘛。
Sometimes when we voice out our commitment, it's really to our bosses.
我们每个中国人，我们太知道怎么样向领导，让领导 feel comfortable, 对不对？
Especially in the China context, we are very familiar with how do we express loyalty vocally to our bosses.
如果上帝真的带领你的时候，你是对他的带领有个回应的时候，你是不是紧紧的愿意跟随他？
When God calls you and when you respond to God's calling, do you follow God closely?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So my dear brothers and sisters in Christ,
很多时候当我们愿意跟随神的时候，挑战会来的，试探会来的，困难会来的，但你怎么样回应？
So many times when you choose to follow Jesus, times of temptation, trials and tribulation, challenging times will come. How do we respond to them?
我想我在这里不是要讲高言大志了。
Over here, I'm not trying to make big talks.
那我们事实上每天所经历的困难是真实的。
Because the challenges that we face every day is real.
那我们现在比如说很多时候雾霾天气，我们的小孩子就不来崇拜了，对不对？
For instance, when we have hazy weather, bad pollution going up, you know,
今天大概三百多，对不对？
Today is about 300 plus.
那我有时候就会问了，如果52个礼拜，这52个礼拜天都是雾霾天，那你怎么办？
Sometimes I wonder if 52 weeks out of the whole year, you know, have heavy bad pollution, what are we going to do?
那我52个礼拜我们都不去教会了，是不是这样？
Are we not going to attend church service for 52 weeks in a row?
那我告诉你，有的时候神可能就是在这样挑战我们呢。
Sometimes God challenges us in this manner.
我自己的生活生命就经历这些东西嘛。
In fact, my life, I experience it all in this
manner. 所以神实际上就是在每天的生活当中是给我们一点点挑战。如果我这一点点挑战跳不过去的话，他不会给我新的功课学的了。
So many times God will give me trials and tribulation testing in this manner, and if I can overcome them, then only I get new challenges.
为什么我们愿意远远的跟随耶稣
？Because we tend to follow God from afar.
因为耶稣跟他们说：“你们心怀两意，要到几时呢
？”Because Jesus says that you know you have two hearts, you have two love in your life.
你又爱这个世界的安逸。
You love the comfort of the world.
你又要爱受上帝的那种荣耀。
You love the glory of God.
你愿意服侍上帝。
You are willing to serve God.
但是在这个现实世界的小小的挑战面前，就完全垮掉。
But in this reality that we are facing, in this small trial, you know you can't get over it.
这就是西西家王今天给我们启示，说你是否愿意真的跟随神。
So this is what King Hezekiah is speaking to us today. Are you willing to follow God?
还有一种是更麻烦。
And there's one more trouble thing coming
up. 我们说是要跟随神呐。
We say we want to follow Jesus. Follow God.
实际上是神要跟随我啊。
But in fact, God is following us.
哎，因为很多时候我们要把我们的想法套在神的里面呐。
Because many times we try to impose our own will and our own desire on God.
最好神是在跟随我啊。
You know, I wish God is following.
这就是为什么你们在遛狗的时候，很多时候狗走在你前面啊。
That's why many times when we are leashing out our dogs are walking in front of me.
是不是啊？我知道我们那个有只小狗，它很麻烦的。那我还替他们家里看过一次呢。那个小狗走是走在前面，我非要把它拉回来。
I have a church member where I actually look after the dog once, and the dog tried to walk in front of me, and I have to restrain the dog back.
这就是我们要按照我们的意思，不要按照神的意思来跟随神嘛。我要神跟随我嘛。
This is our manner, our way of trying to let God follow our will.
所以愿神帮助我们。
So may God help us in this.
愿神真是在我们每天的生活当中提醒我们。
May God timely remind us again and again every day.
当我们真的愿意跟随神的时候，发生什么事情
？When we are willing to follow God, what happens next?
圣经跟我们讲
，The Bible says,
说耶和华就与以西西家王同在。
The Bible says that you know the Lord was with Hezekiah.
圣经说耶和华与他同在，他无论往何处去，尽享亨通。
The Bible says that you know the Lord was with him. He was successful in whatever he undertook.
他无论做什么，尽享亨通。
No matter what he does, you know he was successful.
为什么
？Why？
是因为耶和华神与他同在。
It is only because Jehovah God is with him.
我就在这里就想起了以马内利的预言。
Over here, I was reminded of the prophecy of Emmanuel.
那个 Paul 给我的经文是由以赛亚书第六章开始，对不对？
Pastor Paul gave me a verse is from Isaiah chapter 8.
六七八九连续是非常重要的经文。
Six, seven, eight, nine, very important scriptures over here.
因为整个的经文是围绕先知以赛亚得到启示，特别是有以马内利的预言在里面。
Because it's where the prophet Isaiah received a prophecy about the Emmanuel.
这个以马内利在圣经的以赛亚书七章十四节说，主要自己给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名以马内利。
Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14 says, Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel.
当以赛亚出来做先知的时候，
When Isaiah was called to be a prophet,
当时整个国家已经破败了，
The whole kingdom was in ruin.
外敌进攻啊
！That they face foreign invasion.
当时他服侍的这个王已经是第三个王，叫亚哈斯王。
He was already serving the third king in the reign.
他来到那个王面前，跟他说：“你不要怕，外敌攻你。
”He came to the king and says that, "Do not be afraid."
亚兰王攻你，以色列王攻你，你不用怕。
No matter you know what are how strong the invasion force are, do not be afraid.
因为你只要向神起一个兆头，一个 sign.
Because
必有童女怀孕生子，他名起叫做以马内利。
Because you only need to pray to God for a sign, and the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call him Emmanuel.
而这个预言到底是什么意思
？And what does this prophecy really means to us?
他说，就如果你现在向神求一个兆头，有一个童女生一个孩子的话，你的敌人并在两年之内全部退去。
He's saying when.The virgin conceived and gave birth to a son called Emmanuel. The enemies will be defeated in 2 years' time.
那很多时候我们把这些圣经就解释成耶稣基督的降生。
Many times we take this as a direct reference to Jesus Christ's birth.
对不对？是，这是最重要的弥赛亚的预言，对不对
？Isn't it? This is one of the most important scripture about the Messiah.
但里面有一个问题啊。
But there's a problem here.
这个预言应验是750年以后的事啊。
This prophecy only took place, only realized 750 years later.
那在这个750年中间怎么办呢？这些人怎么办呢
？But what about this 750 years in the midst of it all? How do the people react?
那么这段圣经的时候呢，我就礼拜五的时候，我特别跟那个 David Hallett 通了一个电话。
On Friday, I had a conversation with David Hallett.
因为我碰到比较难解的经文的时候，我会问两三位我们教会的比较资深的一个神学家啊、哦。
When I come across verses that are a little bit challenging, I will talk to a few brothers in the church.
我们这个电话通了比较长，因为 David Hallett 在这段经文的解释跟我有点不一样。
We had a long conversation because we have different views.
因为 David Hallett 说，这个小孩子出生的小孩子，指的就是第八章以赛亚自己的儿子。
Because David Hallett was making a direct reference that this Emmanuel is the son of Isaiah.
Mahashala Hasabas 是那个以赛亚的第二个儿子，因为以赛亚自己知道他的太太要生孩子了，所以说预言有一个孩子降生。这个孩子降生的时候，说明这个神的拯救要来。他是这个解法。
He was making a reference to Isaiah's second child.
啊，那我的解释有点不一样。
I have a different explanation to it.
那我是少数派，我承认我是少数派。
I'm the minority. I admit it.
但是我坚持认为，这个预言指的就是亚哈斯王自己的有一个儿子要降生，就是西西家王。
I will hold on to the view that this prophecy is referring to King Hezekiah.
为什么这么讲
？Why do I say so?
如果你看整个旧约的历史，以色列人、犹太人的历史，你会发现这个弥赛亚的预言到底是从什么时候开始的？
When you look throughout the Jewish history, you will realize, you know, when did this prophecy on the Emmanuel really come into picture?
就是从西西家王那个时候开始。
It comes during the reign of King Hezekiah.
为什么一定是从他那个时候开始？
Why does it have to be from King Hezekiah?
因为整个王国败落了。
Because the whole kingdom was in ruin.
外敌打进来的。
They faced foreign invasion.
八国联军冲到北京城了。
It's likened to the eight allied forces that ruined that ransacked Beijing.
当时国家需要中心啊。
Because the country then need a focal point.
需要有一个人是 godly king 出来啊。
They need a godly king.
而这个人他必须是大卫的子孙啊。
And this person must be from the lineage of David.
而且弥赛的预言一定是一个君王啊。
And this has to be a king.
而这个时候最最有可能的在时间上除了以赛亚自己的儿子之外最有可能切入的那个人就是西西家王。
Because based on the timeline, the time context then, if it's not King Isaiah's second son, it will definitely have to be Hezekiah.
有没有神学依据啊？
Is there biblical proof?
有啊。
There is.
在很多早期拉比解释旧约圣经这一段的时候，
When Jewish rabbi began to explain this verse,
他们认为当时最有可能预言的那个人就是西西家王。
They come to the conclusion that very much it will be King Hezekiah who is this person.
而这个人他兴起来是表示上帝就与百姓同在。
And the emergence of King Hezekiah is a proof, is a sign that God is with us.
耶和华的拯救必要通过这个王出来。
God's salvation will come through King Hezekiah.
当时的环境没有可能呢。
During those times, the circumstances is not possible.
如果你看以赛亚书三十六章到三十八章，如果看那个列王记下十七、十八、十九，你会看到一段故事，就是亚述帝国的王希纳基利打过来了。
When you look in 2 Kings as well as in Isaiah, you realize that you know the king of Assyria is bring big forces and invasion.
公元前七百零一年，希纳基利打下了四十六座以色列人的城。并且数百个村庄把整个耶路撒冷都围起来，像铁桶一样围起来呀。
In 701 BC, 46 cities were being conquered, leaving countless of villages in ruin, and Jerusalem was, you know, was surrounded by troops.
在希纳基利自己的传记当中，他写道：“西西家王在耶路撒冷就像在笼中的那只小鸟一样啊。”
In King's Assyria own biography, he mentioned that, you know, the Jerusalem and Hezekiah was like a bird caught in the cage.
但是很有意思啊。
But it's very interesting here.
在环境毫无可能的情况下，
no matter how hard, how challenging the circumstances seems to be,
居然西西家王他认为耶和华必拯救我们，在第列王记下十八章的第三十二节，他说耶和华必然拯救我们呢。
Second Kings 18 verse 32, Hezekiah says, "The Lord will deliver us."
为什么？
Why?
因为他坚信上帝与我们同在。
Because he believed, he trusted that God is with us.
所以神必使他亨通。
That's why whatever he undertook, he is successful.
今天我们看我们的环境好像没有盼望似的。
When we look at our world today, it seems hopeless.
我们本来以为这段时间的天气会很好。
We thought that the weather would be good.
因为很多人都不做工了嘛。
Since a lot of people are having their holiday break.
排放污水污气应该少了嘛。
You know, the air, bad air pollution will be reduced to the minimum.
所以我就一改常态说今年春节我们就在北京过了。
So I changed my usual stand. I told my family, you know, we will stay in Beijing during the
festival. 因为教会也要我留守嘛，前后两个礼拜我都要讲道嘛，对不对？
Because this week and next week I will be preaching as well.
所以呢，我没想到这个天气一天比一天糟糕啊。
But little do I know the weather get bad from bad to worse.
从一百多、两百多到昨天晚上三百多。
The index climbed from 100 over to 300 over right now.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，But friends,
如果你真的认定耶和华神跟随他的话
，If you really believe that you know God is real and you're following God,
神必与你同在啊。
God will definitely be with you.
不会因为这个环境的恶劣，他少与你同在。相反，因为环境恶劣，他更与你同在。
It's precisely because of the circumstances, He'll be with you even closer, even more.
我们有六个弟兄，我们一起常常在一起查，就是说学习讲道，彼此学习讲道了。
We have this fellowship of six brothers where we discuss, you know, how do we preach?
那我们常常说，那个主题是讲道，经文是讲道，还是那个释经是讲道，哪一个是最好的讲道
？There was once we asked ourselves a question, expository,
我知道
将
有他的答案。
Topical or textual preaching, which is the best?
Expository preaching, topic preaching, 还是 textual preaching, which is the best preaching? 姜不敢回答我。我后来我就跟他们说啊，只要上帝同在的讲道就是最好的讲道。
I told them, you know, the best form of preaching is one filled with the presence of God.
只要上帝与你同在的讲道，它一定是最好的讲道。
As long as God is with you, the preaching will be the best preaching ever.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So my dear brothers and sisters in Christ,
神是否与你同在已经成为你生命中一个最重要的属灵生活的指标。
The most important hallmark or ingredient benchmark of your spiritual life is if the presence of God is with you.
如果你愿意紧紧跟随神，
if you are willing to follow God closely,
如果你愿意信靠神倚靠神，
if you are willing to depend on God, cling on God and rely on God,
神必与你同在，
God will definitely be with you.
好，我要结束了，我要结论，我要开始结论了。
I'm drawing to an end right now.
就是第四点，
the fourth point.
如果上帝与你同在，它的结果会是什么？
If God is with you, what will be the outcome?
圣经说耶和华赐西西家王胜利。
Verse 8, it says that Jehovah God gave Hezekiah the victory.
因为他无论到什么地方，
Because no matter where he went,
无论跟谁作战，
No matter who his enemy was,
神使他得胜，
God empowered him to get the victory.
神让敌人在他面前败亡，
God allowed the enemies to fall on Hezekiah.
刚刚我们还记不记得讲到那个亚述王希拿基利？
Do you remember earlier on we mentioned the king of Assyria?
如果你去过耶路撒冷旅行的话，你会知道耶路撒冷的地势并不是最高的。
If we visit Jerusalem today, we realize that Jerusalem is not standing on the highest point.
你会看到当时希大基利185,000的军队把整个耶路撒冷围起来，而且耶路撒冷周围的山是比耶路撒冷高的，所以他看那个西西家王就像笼子里的小鸟一样。
You know, based on military might, there are 185,000 enemy troops surrounding Jerusalem. And you see that Jerusalem, geographically, is not the highest point. There are higher mountains around Jerusalem.
所以在，但是有一件事情发生。
But one thing happened.
在列王记十九章啊。
In 2 Kings chapter 19.
在那个晚上。
At that night.
圣经说，耶和华的使者出去啊。在亚述的营中杀死185,000人呐。
In that verse, you will see that you know the messenger of the Lord went into the camp and destroyed, killed 185,000 enemy.
哇，你会不会算账啊
？Wow, do you know your math today?
以色列国历来都从来不是最最强大的国。
The kingdom of Israel was never the strongest kingdom ever.
犹大国更弱。
The kingdom of Judah is even worse.
当时希拿基利来挑战。耶和华神的仆人西西家王的时候说，我给你2,000匹马，你这边够不够人骑啊？你不是要打仗吗？对。
When the enemy king came before Hezekiah, he was making a challenge, he was mocking him. I give you 2,000 horses, can you even find enough riders for it?
我给你2,000匹马，你都没有人骑啊。
I can give you 2,000 horses, but there will not be enough riders.
我有185,000的军把你都围死了，你会不会算账？你会不会算账嘛？你们炒过股票吗？
Do you know your math? Have you done you know, stock investment? I have 185,000 troops surrounding you.
但是我告诉你，这个希拿基利什么都算了，什么都算对了。
I can tell you,
他漏算了一件事情。
I can tell you, although the king, or king of Assyria was very good in maths, but he miscalculated something.
一件事情。
He miscounted one.
就是他把耶和华算漏了。
He did not count in the factor of God.
他把耶和华算漏了。
He did not include God in the
equation. 所以那天晚上，耶和华的使者裂天而降。杀死185,000人。
So that night, the angel of the Lord went out and put to death 185,000 in the Assyrian camp.
那你一定说圣经在讲神话，不是讲神的话。
You must be thinking, you know, it doesn't make sense here.
怎么可能呢
？How would it be possible?
但是考古学家有证据。
But if you study history, you know, archaeology, you know, there's evidence on it.
就是在那个时候，在那个地区发生了很大的鼠疫。鼠疫啊，什么叫鼠疫？我不知道英文怎么讲，就老鼠病啊，老鼠病。
Okay, during that time, you know, they studied that there's a viral attack, a daily viral attack that took place.
很多很多亚述的敌人死掉。
So huge amount of troops were dead.
今天我们回过来重新看圣经，看西西家王的一生。
Today, when we look at the life of King Hezekiah again,
他的一生有四个重要的地方可以让我们总结。
There are four important points that we can conclude from the life of King Hezekiah.
他倚靠耶和华神。
Hezekiah trusted in the Lord.
以后的表现就是他跟随耶和华神。
You know, the act, the behavior of trusting in the Lord is the following of Jesus, the following of the Lord.
因为他跟随神，所以神赐与他同在，神与他同在。
Because he followed the Lord, you know, the presence of God was with him.
因为神与他同在，所以他胜过一切的敌人。
And precisely because the presence of God was with him, God gave Hezekiah the victory.
这么伟大的一个君王，
such a noble and great king,
使整个的犹大国从败亡开始复兴。
You know, begin to stir up the kingdom of Judah from ruin, you know, to revival.
但是，
but
这么一个弥赛亚式的君王，
such a messianic king,
甚至被犹太的拉比看成就是弥赛亚预言的第一个实现的人。
That even the Jewish rabbi, you know, begin to refer him as the Messiah.
他也有软弱。
He do has his own weaknesses as well.
他甚至到了快死的时候，向耶和华求多活15年，他都成功。
You see, for him, you know, even as his deathbed, you know, he began to cling on to God and ask God for more 15 more years.
我不知道我死前15年，我祷告神是不是会答应我都不知道。
I wonder will my prayer be answered if I.
但是这个君王，上帝喜悦他。
But God, you know, rejoices, you know, in his life.
甚至他可以胜过死亡，延缓死亡15年。
That he can defeat death and he can lengthen his life for 15 more years.
但是他还是一个软弱的人。
But you see, he's still a weak man.
所以在以赛亚书的38章记载了他骄傲了。
So in Isaiah chapter 38, you know, it states that, you know, King Hezekiah was proud.
所以他把皇宫里的宝石、珍宝都给巴比伦的使者看，以至于这个国家最终会被巴比伦灭掉。
So he showed off his treasury, you know, to the messenger of the Babylon Empire.
当西西家王这个弥赛亚式的君王失败的时候。
When King Hezekiah, you know, the Messianic king was defeated,
以色列的百姓再一次失望。
The people of Israel was once again disappointed.
神的子民再次失望。
The children of God was once again disappointed.
在他们心底里面就涌起了一个更长远的盼望。
Therefore, they began to look upwards for everlasting, for a longer term, you know, solution.
是一个 everlasting 的 hope, 就是对。耶稣基督来的盼望，那个真正的弥赛亚一定要来。
They began to lift up their eyes and look unto God, you know, for the messianic king, that's Jesus, who will ultimately come.
愿主帮助我们从西西家王身上看到我们的软弱，也看到我们的盼望。
May God open up our eyes to see the life of King Hezekiah and learn from him and realize what is really our everlasting hope.
上帝祝福你们。
May God bless all of you.
好，亲爱的家人们，接下来是我们收奉献的时间。我想这个春节应该是我们很多人生平中最特别的一个春节。那今天呢，也是让我们真的安静在主里面，有一个为他分别为圣的主日。那我想对于当下的疫情，那我们与其关注这些病情的数据造成恐慌，不如我们做好最好的最佳的防护。那其实在人类历史上，我们并不是第一次遭遇这样的瘟疫，也让我们想起其实很多文学作品，比如说法国作家加缪的那本《鼠疫》。那加缪说，其实我们每一个人都是鼠疫患者，那即便我们没有遭受身体的病毒，但是我们心里的恐慌，我们对他人的攻击，我们在人性上展现出的自私自利，其实我们每一个人心灵的状态都处于鼠疫的状态。那这次的疫情，如果我们可以在身体上做最好的健康的隔离，但是我们心里的那个鼠疫的状态又如何避免这一次的病毒呢？也让我们真的此时此刻安静地来到主里面祷告。好，接下来呢，也让我们真的为今天的奉献呢做一个祷告。亲爱的主耶稣，在这样一个特别的主日，我们虽然不能来到教会亲自的敬拜你，但求你赐给我们一颗平静的心，让我们在任何时候都因着你的怜悯而满有盼望和保证。求主帮助更多的人真的是认罪悔改来归向你，也求你赦免我们的罪，怜悯医治这地方，为你的子民施行大能的拯救，让我们看见其实无论在何时何处，你都在全然的掌权。也求你赐给我们一颗谦卑的心， 让我们虽未亲自来到主日，却依旧将这颗甘心乐意奉献的心全然地为你摆上。请你使用我们这当纳的奉献，能够成为祝福他人的器皿。以上的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿们。
主耶稣基督，我们感谢你，主，我们感谢你，在患难当中，主，你仍然作王掌权，主，你的信实直到永永远远，主，我们求你的宝血厚厚的遮盖武汉这座城市，厚厚的遮盖北京和中国全世界的每一个角落，主，求你的旨意成就，主，求你特别来保守主你的教会，保守你的子民，在这个非常艰难的时刻，主仍然定睛在你的身上。主，我们感谢你，我们是奉召出来做圣徒的众人，愿你的恩惠平安从我们的父神并主耶稣基督归于众人，从今时直到永永远远，奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿们。